Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I follow, though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing.
Yes.
You're live.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lolly Johnson. You welcome to Tuesday Health Talk Radio. It has been so exciting and so dynamic these last few weeks until I'm walking on cloud nine tonight. If you missed last week's show, you really missed a milestone celebration. We've been talking to universities all over North America for a very long time, and we've gotten a group of researchers out of North Carolina that are so excited about this technology. They have invested in four houses for laboratories, and we've been retrofitting them in North Carolina because they want to do their own studies of validating this technology. And they talked about the data so far, looking at the sustainability properties of these technologies last week and how excited they were because there is energy savings in every single house. And they were talking about how they thought the energy savings would be like within 3 months. Because we tell everybody sometimes the lines are congested and you need 90 days to de-stress the lines. And these laboratory houses, the highest one had 1,500 BMUs of radiation. The lowest one had 800. And so they were talking about 100% all four houses had savings within the first month, and they were excited about that. These are people with PhDs that are mathematicians and physicists and educators who teach science. They have access to laboratories that can quantify stuff. They were impressed that our technology was highly effective in reducing the microsurge within 5 seconds of application. How quickly it was, and they talked about their results last week, and I'm still flying high over it because we were invited the next morning, some people that were listening in Pittsburgh. We were all at a conference that was sponsored by the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, where I was allowed, given the opportunity to present my technology as an innovation for retrofitting therapeutic centers for drug rehabilitation. And we were with all of these renowned scientists talking about the environment and how the chemicals and radiation are making people have sustained psychoses and neuroses and all of this paranoid schizophrenic behavior, such as manganese. Manganese at 25% saturation in the airspace can make children psychotic. The EPA reports that it can make you have clumsy walking, clumsy nerve muscle coordination, so you're kind of stammering all over the place like a drunk person, and how it can give you so much anxiety. Manganese is used in plastic manufacturing to make plastics really moldable and pliable so they can be shaped in any form. And in areas, they talked about the East Liverpool area of Ohio, the manufacturing with manganese was so high, they had to close the schools down because it was making kids psychotic off the chart. And the EPA did a nationwide audit, so to speak, of manufacturing chemicals, if people are getting multi-chemical sensitivity, hypersensitivity. And so they're looking at all of this. And so we were at this conference talking about how the environment is making people psychotic and neurotic to the point where they're on these opiates, like 40 going north. And everybody's in pain, and doctors are writing all these prescriptions for opiates, and kids are getting hooked, and they can't get off that stuff. And so it's massive overdose. And I really wish there would have been some way to archive that conference and put it on this radio show, because they had a deputy director of the narcotics task force, and they had nanotechnology there showing how they field test, how they test drugs in the field when they do drug busts. And they said, Dr. Lally, they're cutting these drugs in the streets so fast that by the time we get them archived and get a database for them in our software system, it's already obsolete, and they've come out with 8 more drugs. And just 2 weeks ago, they had an officer try to field test the drug with the $20,000 narcotic scanner that they have. And when he opened the bag, just the dust made him have a severe allergic reaction, and it took 4 doses of Narcan. Narcan is the drug that they give you. They're practically giving it away. If you want to be a good Samaritan and a good angel, you can register with your police station, and they will give you a Narcan pack. And they had to give this police officer 4 injections to save his life. So they were saying this week they were making a decision that they would not allow the officers to do field testing anymore. I'm telling you that this is an occasion for us to stand up and be counted, because we know chemicals are potentiated by static charge every day of the week. What am I saying? If you have high static electromagnetic frequencies in your house and you live near manufacturing of any type of chemical, especially chromium-6, that's also used in plastic manufacturing, it can give you instant seizures. You know, you live near manganese, it can make you feel like you're going to lose your mind and you feel out of control. You feel like you're going crazy and you just want something to give you peace. Most of these people are taking these narcotics because they're in a lot of pain or they're in a lot of anxiety, and they don't have a strategy to process out of that. And when I got up and demonstrated this technology, I presented after the narcotics team. And I showed them how people's houses were giving them psychoses and neuroses. Every person that we had touched the wall had a failed Bedort test. And then we said to the audience, now this is your hand on the wall. What do you think your brain is doing? We never had Alzheimer's before we had wireless and digital and Wi-Fi in the home. Alzheimer's was not in my nursing textbook 40 years ago. And today, everybody's getting Alzheimer's, and now they're calling it type 3 diabetes because the brain is so resistant to uptake insulin. That's how high these microsurges are in some people's electrical systems in these homes. And we had chairmen of the faculty senate from North Carolina Central University, which is big on nanotechnology and technology and education now. And they're looking at the indoors of classrooms. They're taking on the EPA and the Center for Disease Control and the Cleveland Clinic, and they're looking at the data that they're putting out there, telling everybody, yes, these buildings can make you sick. They've got a term for it called sick building syndrome. Everybody thought Dr. A was just out there being large and in charge, but now the data is coming out, the research is coming out, and, you know, everyone was talking about Rational Wiki, talking about I was a quack and so forth and so on. Now, have you looked at Google lately to see what they're saying about Rational Wiki, that they're fake news, white supremacist atheist organization that perpetuates lies against people. So the word is out on them, and they got about 20 articles out on them. God does not like ugly. We have work to do. I was so honored that the faculty chairperson who sits on boards, he's a university developer. He develops university in third world countries, and he's an elitist in education for innovation and research. They are so excited about our training model and helping us to birth this in the industry and training environmental health physicists, surveyors, and practitioners. And when we demonstrated the curriculum and showed them the core content, they were just ecstatic, and they went immediately to one of the top construction consultants, project managers on the East Coast. Not just North Carolina, but, I mean, this guy is like from New York to Florida. And he was blown away by the technology. He went to two laboratory houses to see the infrastructure of how it was laid. And he was like, I can't believe you have a powerless system, a system that requires no batteries, no electric. You've been able to harness nano energy at the nano level to provide infused this technology, and whatever source of energy it connects to, it balances and corrects the power factor. He said, this is highly innovative. And so he has partnered with these professors of mathematics and professors of research to be the industry specialist. And they have over $2 million worth of tools and diagnostics. And they're doing their own research, and they're just blown away. And so these professors live in the technology. They had their houses done. So at the conference, I did my little song and pony dance, and then I shut up and let them come up and talk about their houses. And if you heard the show last week, they were on cloud nine because one of the younger professors, the youngest professor on the team, his children had gone through some traumatic events, and they were just really fragile. And they were, I mean, when I say hyper, I mean, these kids were like Mexican jumping beans. And so this professor was so blown away and ecstatic about the technology. He's like, look, he's like, I manage my parents' estate because they're in their 80s, and we're going to get their house done and our house done. And ironically, they live right next door to each other, about 50 yards apart. This is kind of on the outside, outskirts of North Carolina, and there's a lot of acreage with these houses. Because these kids were so hyper and emotionally really sensitive, we could only put one solely in the house. We couldn't even put two solies in there because it was too much energy. Whenever you have young children and newborns in the house, Soli is so powerful that she, when you have good sun exposure, she will wrap around the whole house. And so what we did, we put one Soli in their house, and then next door in the parents' house, the parents were dealing with bouts of cancer. The mother had all kind of eye disorders, and she was going blind, and she had had multiple surgeries and was scheduled for another surgery, and also they had a faulty electrical system. And so when the electrician came out, the nanoelectric specialist, they always do a safety inspection of all the infrastructure of energy, electric, gas, water. They look at every system and the infrastructure of those systems. And he was like, whoa, this socket here in the bed, in the bed, master bedroom was, when you plug something in, it was spitting out fire. And so he took the socket off to investigate. The wires had already melted, and it was getting ready to ignite. Any blow dryer plug-in or shaver plug-in or, you know, electric fan plug-in could have burnt that house down. He said, Dr. Wally, it's a good thing that your team is out with this campaign, because you probably saved these people's lives by having a home safety inspection done by an electrician. That is done on every house before these balance systems are placed. And the mother, the grandmother, I called in to speak to the professor about 2 weeks after the technology was put in, and she said to me, Dr. Olali, I have to apologize to you because I was so against anything being done to our home. And I told my son, are you crazy? Do you know what you're doing? You've never heard of this before, blah, 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 blah. She said, I had so much resistance. But today, I believe in you, and I believe in this technology because of my grandchildren. They are so calm and content and contained now that it is easy to transition them. It's easy to guide them, direct them, monitor them, and parent them. She said, the change in my son, it's like he has more energy, he's more engaged, he's happier. And their family life together is so much better than it was. She said, and for me, I was going blind. I want you to know that my vision increased, and it wasn't even a week. And at her computer, she had the highest conversion of electric static at 1,500 BMUs of radiation. Safe levels are below 40. And when we mitigated and took those levels down to 22, she said, I can feel the difference in my head. And she said, my husband, it was like he was almost total care. I had to bathe him, get him up, dress him. He had no energy to do anything. Now he's getting up doing for me, making breakfast and back engaged in life. And I'm teaching Sunday school at 80 plus years old. She said, you've given us at least 10 years of our life back. And I said to her, these technologies were never engineered to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure disease. But what we've learned is if you live in a healthy environment, if you reduce the chemicals and radiation in your environment, your body can balance and heal itself. And she said, I see that, and I know that to be a fact. And so to hear the testimonies that were online, the plans of research that they are orchestrating, not just here in the United States, but before the spring, we're going to be in Africa. That's already a done deal. They met with the king, one of the kings of Africa, and he is so excited to get this technology put in two of his hospitals because of it creates a healing environment. It creates a healing environment. And that's all because of all of you. I mean, it was like last week, it was like, you know, a rocket went off because we waited, we were diligent, we were knocking on doors, we were encouraging people, we were sharing technology, we were archiving stories and telling testimonies and speaking here and speaking there against all hope. because as many doors as I knocked on for grants and funding, everybody, I was denied. But God gave me the strength to continue in the journey, and now we have a major construction contractor that is doing his own research and working with these university professors. And as a result of his influence, we got two contracts. Our technology is going into two apartment buildings, one in Tennessee and one in Georgia in the spring. So it's hope is happening. The doors are opening. We are getting so we are just rejoicing. And on the name is getting out there. Dr. Lally is being, people are talking about this technology. And ironically, I got two phone calls about two nanotechnologies that are in two different areas of nano. One is in microorganisms. There's some microorganisms that have been cultured on this organic farm. And these people know I work with cows. Cows wear our nanobiobalances balances and the nanos. And the farmers say that it heals the cows of mastitis in 3 to 7 days. And so there's a microorganism that will eat up mold and bacteria that's organic. They're feeding it to the cows that have infections, and they know there's diverse application for it. They said, Dr. Lally, we're calling you because this technology, these microorganisms will eat up radiation. And they will neutralize gas bills, the toxins of gas bills. And we want you to be on our team to help bring this microorganism to the world. I'm really excited about it because I know too many people got mold in their house and mold in their barns with their cows and everybody getting sick from this mold. And then I got another opportunity that deals with the nanotechnology on in negative ions, like alkaline water. But they've got a negative ion. And I don't want to give too much information, but we might have to have another radio show this week. Because this technology is so amazing. It's a cousin to the nanos. And because they've had this explosive growth, they came to the market in May. They've already sold $5 million of this product. They oversaturated their computing system because they're like a multi-level marketing. But you don't get paid on how many people in your download line. You get paid on volume. And I was invited. This is what's really crazy. About 2 months ago, they had their research and development team met, and they were talking about, we need to get someone that understands molecular physics in organic processing that deals with disease management. I don't know how my name got on the table of these people. But one of the persons there called another doctor, and she asked if she knew somebody. She said, there's somebody you got to know. Her name is Dr. Rhoda Alali. You got to find her. She travels a lot. Now, this is what's crazy. So I was doing this conference in Pittsburgh, and I said, let me run over here to Ohio and see my grandbabies while I'm this close. I met a lady 4 years ago that was in the farming industry, and I got some product off of her for the cows. We had a short conversation. Didn't spend any time really with each other. But ironically, this woman's name popped up in my head. And I'm like, I wonder how she's doing. And I call her because she's also connected to this organization that has these micro organisms that eat up radiation and mold and stuff. And so she said, well, you know, why don't you meet me over at this place? I'm going to hear something about an organic product that supposedly stops women from having toxic shock. And it's like a, she said, and I'm really excited about it. I said, okay, I'll meet you over there. I went in there to listen to the product, and it was wow, because in August I was at a conference in Maryland, and they were showcasing this product. And this lady's like, I'm so sensitive to feminine products and chemicals that they use, I can't use everybody's product. I said, well, do you know how to test this stuff for hypersensitivity? She said, no. I said, well, let me teach you Bedore testing. They had this product there, and it was perfectly balanced for her energy. And I said, this is a good product for you. Didn't think nothing more about it. Walked in this building, and here is the president of the company. And so, of course, I seized the opportunity. They were looking for new products to tell him about our nanos and BioBalancer. And he said, yeah, I know about static radiation in the phone. He said, I got one of those phone blockers on my phone. I said, well, you mind if I test it? I said, because 9 out of 10 of those companies will tell you they're blocking radiation. They're doing something on an inorganic level. And that phone may be reducing the radiation, but it's not doing it enough, well enough, to keep a safeguard for you. So sure enough, I tested him. He had a failed Bedore. His fingers flew open. I said, you've been bamboozled by this product. But let me show you a real static blocker. And showed him the nanos. He was totally blown away. And so he said, okay, thanks, Dr. A, for sharing this with me. This lady comes running up. Did you say Dr. A? Did you say Dr. A? She says, Dr. Rhoda Alali, that knows Dr. Bat Roebuck. I said, that's my good friend. That's my road dog. She said, we've been talking about you for 2 months. We need you on this product. We need you on our research and development, blah, 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 blah. I said, this is wow. Because what we can do with these two products together, it's almost like the Nano and the Power Guard. They were made for each other. And the crazy part is this product is only $5 for a month's supply. This product is only $35 to sign up. And we're getting in on the ground floor. So I'm telling everybody, this product is going to reward all of us for our labor in carrying the nano for, and she's getting ready to make a kite for the nano to fly. And so we're going to have, I'm going to do an email broadcast out. If you want to get in on this secret, I need you to send me an email and say, count me in to the naturals. That's all I'm going to let you know about it. This product is not just for women, it's for men also. You'd be surprised how many men have bladder leaks, how many men have enlarged prostates, how many men have difficulty controlling their urine stream because of the chemicals of their detergents and wearing cell phones around the waist. It can cause, and having multiple sex partners. I tell people that your sexuality, I know, is your personal, it's your personal business. But the body is really fearfully and wonderfully made. And we're having a lot of this erectile dysfunction because we're in a culture that's so hyper-sexed. They just think you should screw everything in sight. And because of that, bestiality is in epidemic proportions. That's people having sex with dogs and sheep primarily. That's how syphilis got in the world, men having sex with sheep. The spirochete they call syphilis is a natural flora of the sheep. And I tell me, your body is like a computer. Protein in your body, in your semen, when that protein in the mucosa comes in contact with a woman's mucosa and enters her body, it is like your body becomes a computer. It begins to program, to discern their cells, like a sensor, picking up on certain amino acids that's in her body to custom fit your energy system to hers. That's why the number one cause of prostate cancer is multiple sex partners. Number one cause of cervical cancer is multiple sex partners. Because a woman's body is the same. Her body will adapt to the man that she's having intercourse with at the nano level. Sex is a nano experience. It changes molecular structure in your body. And that's why when a man is having sex with multiple women, he gets his body gets so confused with who he's supposed to adapt to that it starts making cancer cells. We don't want to talk about this, the real deal about sexuality. That's why it's so sacred. It shouldn't be something we do casually. I guess we're still on the subject of environmental health because the environment, when you start losing magnesium, people start getting hypersexed. They start getting neurotic, and they want to use sex as a quick fix to calm them down. We have so much sex trafficking. People going crazy, and we're trying to keep this thing under wrap. Somebody needs to talk about how these chemicals and all this radiation and all this Wi-Fi is making people psychotic, and they feel like they need sex to get relief from stress. And they don't care who. There's a story, I believe, in Alabama where a man raped his own mother. They don't care where. People are having sex out in the open park. They don't care when. And so we got to talk about these things. And that's why I encourage people. We are praying our way through, asking God to guide us, give us downloads of technology that can help balance us and heal us so we can have wholesome, loving families that can cycle grace. I'm excited because I finally feel like I just have come into just a blessing of God to have these researchers spending their own resources to validate and archive an academic level to catapult us further for investors. We know the environment is making us sick. I don't care what your socioeconomic status is. The rich are getting autistic children and having nervous breakdowns and waking up and killing the whole family, just like the poor. The environment is affecting all of us. And so I'm so happy that people know Dr. A is real, she's the real deal, and her heart is where her mouth is and where her hope is. And now I have the opportunity to participate with working with these other nanotechnologies, because all of them interface with what we do. All of them allow us a new platform to use nanos to enhance. When I show this young man and this team on the weekend how vitamins that sit on the wall next to electric socket disassociate and lose their life force, and people wonder why they work for the first 3 days and now they're not working at all, I said, because the life force that was in them is now gone. It's been stripped by the static from the electrical system. I showed him how we can recharge that vitamin in 3 seconds. He was totally blown away. So we're getting ready to have an opportunity to have a different marketing strategy. These are some real Wall Street marketing. They got access to people that put the millions behind them. They got a no-brainer product that you don't have to let. It sells itself. And so when they get this, that's my only delay. I was hopeful they were going to have that website up tonight so I could really tell you about it. But I don't want people to barrage me. I made the mistake and slipped and told 3 friends, and they are working me for points. And I said, so I'm just telling all of you that this product is highly revolutionary, and they're bringing it to market practically at cost. And what it does is just is going to be revolutionary for women 9 years old and up, and for men 9 years old and up. So I'm excited. So I know that we've got and I'm really excited about Canada, because they're not even there yet. This is just in the U.S. market, $5 million in 6 months. So to all the men that I love in Canada, I love all of y'all for all the hard work and labor you have carried. Dr. A, you get ready, because all of you are marketers. You already got a network. This is, you're going to blow this thing up. You're going to blow it out of the water. Canada may not even see a snowflake because you're going to make it so hot. And I'm so excited. So I'm going to open up the lines, because I've been running for a couple days. I haven't got off of over Pittsburgh yet, because that was just amazing. We were up there with university professors, got to see the technology. 3 or 4 universities were there. 5 universities were there. We got to show it for everyone. And now we have one of the marketing firms of the Catholic Church trying to put some things together with a firm of 50 hotels. They were blown away at our water system. They said, are you telling me you have a water system that requires no power, that alkalizes water, that increases oxygen in the water, that softens the water, stops the buildup of lime in the water, that makes the water super wet, softens the skin, and reduces your age by 10 to 30 years? I said, I'm telling you, we have that system. They are blown away. So I'm on my way to meet with this firm's, one of their laboratories, and they're going to be testing our water system. And our water system may get a jump start launched in these hotels. So, whoop, here it is. Whoop, here it is. I feel like cheering and shouting to make the world turn around. Honey, I've been on high for a week. And I'm so grateful for everybody that was on the show last week. They could hear their joy and their excitement. And this construction company that's got these, they got access to labs, and they're doing the political thing to see if we can push these healthy smart homes on a state level and have the states reimbursed to get these houses in because of just a few health disparities that's been relieved in these laboratory houses that we have in North Carolina. So I'm going to open up the line because there's people on the line tonight on the show that I haven't heard from in a while. Anybody got a testimony they want to share, comment they want to make, you with Dr. A live, and we want to hear that. And before we get into that, I do want to give shout out to the Department of Education at the North Carolina Central University. You rock. Thank you for the innovations that you're doing in technology. I want to give a shout out for your innovation with learning. This is the only university in America that has a high school physically located in the heart of the university. And they go out into low-income areas and find students with scholastic aptitude, bring them on campus, and nurture them all the way through until they get their four-year degree. These students graduate from high school with an associate degree from college. It is the most innovative program I've ever seen. That's why they were awarded and celebrated at this conference. So, anybody want to share tonight? Well, listen, if there's no other testimonies, nobody want to share, nobody want to rock and roll tonight, I want to just say I love all of you. You're fabulous. Stay tuned. Look at your email because we might have to hit a conference call on Friday or Saturday. Soon as they tell me this website is up, because the deal is they have your website, they're on e-commerce, you're going to be able to pay your $35. That's a one-time fee. There's no pressure to sell volume. There's you get paid on how much volume your team makes, not on how many people in the team. It is one of the most simplistic opportunities I've ever seen. Plus, this stuff is $5 for a month supply. And when you hear how fabulous it is, when you see how fabulous it is, you're going to want it. You're going to want it now. And I'm telling you, this is the sister. This is the twin to our nanos. So we're going to be able to tag team. We're going to be able to put them in the nanos and put them in this organic material to stabilize their lives. So good night, everyone. Love and celebrate, too. I'm out of here. I got a big day tomorrow. Got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I got to go to bed early tonight. To the archangels of this show, Pastor Dr. Hill. Go ahead.
I was just saying good night to you. It's Len again.
Oh, good night. Please kiss Rita for me and tell her I hope she's feeling better. I want her to turn the Wi-Fi off at night and unplug everything electrical around her.
Okay, that's the only reason for her problem?
Well, you know, there could be other variables, so I'm just kind of pointing out what could happen in the environment based upon what we've been seeing with people that are having these platelet disorders and not making enough platelets. The
okay.
Wi-Fi is too high because you guys, you have the capacitors and you have the Q1s. And you have the solis, but you don't have the tubes. And the tubes is what really broadcasts and anchors that microsurge and takes down the vibration. And so we got to move you toward getting the tube system. Maybe Jacques can recommend us another electrician since I know he's going through his recovery.
Okay, I'm in contact with Rod all the time.
Yeah, because we have the tubes up there on the farm. And that's why the farmer couldn't believe how contented the cows became, and I mean immediately. And because the tubes enhance the power of those QW2x2s by almost 1,000 times. they really move the air. So on the farm, it dissipated that smell of feces and urine, and nobody could believe it because that ammonia was so powerful. I was tearing. I was trying to talk to people, and tears were coming out of my eyes, and my nose was burning from all that acid in the urine and in the feces.
Okay, Dr. A.
All righty.
Have a good week.
Brother,
we'll talk to you.
And we're keeping him in our prayers, and tell Mario I said hello. And to my Columbia University team, I love to celebrate you. To my team at Central State, I got to see some of my sorority, some of my friends of my family from Central State. I got so many cousins that have graduated from Central State, which was among the first African-American universities in Ohio. They're right across the street from Wilberforce University, which is the first historically black university in the United States that was endowed by Wilberforce from England. And that's a movie out, so I encourage everybody to go watch it. It's a great movie. And if you haven't seen Medea Butu, you want to laugh until your socks come off, go see Butu starring Tyler Perry's Medea. I have not laughed that hard. I mean, I laughed so hard. It was to the point where somebody had to literally punch me in my arm to help me to breathe. I was laughing, and it was one episode or one scene that went to another, rib-popping hilarious scene. And, I mean, you really couldn't catch your breath. You just had to close your eyes and plug your ears because it was so much humor. I just couldn't hear another one. I felt like I just couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. So I had a lot of fun going to the movie. And so I want to encourage all of you to go out and laugh because I feel good. We got great things coming. I feel good, like I knew that I would, because I serve a faithful God who is awesome. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Allow us to be angels of grace and mercy. So go forth and cycle that grace. Lift somebody up. Educate them about reducing the exposure to chemicals and radiation in the environment. And I'm out of here because I got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I will see everybody on next Tuesday or sooner. If they get this website up, we're going to rock this website up. And I need some time also to see how we're going to power up Canada.
All right.
Okay, then. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else that.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Just that I have done. You have to witness to me. So many things, hey, I left undone. Hallelujah. But in spite of all that, look at somebody and tell them, I got the victory. Come on, tell them, I got the victory. It's grace and mercy. Grace and mercy keeping me. Come on, say it. Oh! Yeah.